This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Denver Public Schools is pushing back hard against the new directive from the Trump administration. CPR's Jenny Brandine reports.
The federal government has given DPS 10 days to respond to its finding that an all-gender bathroom at East High School is violating the Title IX civil rights law. That law prohibits sex discrimination. The government wants all bathrooms to be single-sex. Superintendent Alex Marrero accused the administration of weaponizing Title IX, which he says does not ban all-gender bathrooms. He says the feds didn't actually talk to people at the school during their investigation and refused to answer any of the district's questions. Marrero vowed to protect all students from what he calls a hostile administration. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
A few western states, including Colorado, will benefit from federal funding to reduce wildfire risk and improve forest resilience. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced $8 million for five projects through the Joint Chiefs Landscape Restoration Partnership Program, which invests in conservation and restoration projects. Colorado and Wyoming will get over $2.5 million for the Headwaters of the Colorado Initiative, while states like Montana will get $1 million for an active forest management project. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse welcomed the funding news, saying it highlights the importance of reauthorizing the program in a bipartisan manner to advance watershed, forest, and grassland restoration. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. The time is 8:06.